Most of these players, though, I mean, the offense has come back pretty much intact. A few rookies added, but not many. You know pretty much what you got.
There's no doubt. We've got a talented group here, and now it's about, like I said, coming together here, out in OTAs, learning the system, and starting to really build the rapport between the receiving core, the tight ends, myself, and the passing game, work on the timing, learn the little nuances, you know, because there's always those things that come up throughout the course of a game that if you know what you're doing with the ball, it's going to make you play fast. So it's just, like I said, it's a process right now.
Man, how different is Norv done compared to other coordinators you've had?
Well, I'd say this is the first time I was in a number system, so I got the playbook, and I was trying to figure out what exactly does this number mean, you know, because it's a number system, and I've never been in that. So, you know, like every offseason, I've had, I think, 7 coordinators in 6 years or something like that, so it's a lot of work in terms of flashcards and writing stuff down and memorization, and then once you start to conceptualize it again, it becomes easier for you.
Now, the person who doesn't know the number system, I mean, the non-football players, what's the best way to describe it to someone trying to learn that compared to others?
Confusing. No, I'm just kidding. No, you know what? It's just something that's new, you know, like anything that's new, I'm sure. It just takes time on task, and you got to learn it. And again, for us as quarterbacks, you can't just see the numbers, you know, whether it's a 6 as an end cut or something like that. You have to be able to conceptualize, you know, seeing 678 means something, you know, and be able to see that whole picture in your mind. And so that's what I talk about when I mean the process behind it all.
Can you imagine doing this if you were second-year player? I mean, you've got 10 years in, so you're so used to constant choices.
Right.
How does that help?
Well, I think it's huge. Excuse me. I have to take a sip. I just got off 2 hours of practice. Yeah. I don't want to cramp up here. You guys would put that on YouTube or something like that, right? But
TMZ.
Yeah, TMZ, there you go. can I repeat the question, please?
The experience you've had as a 10-year veteran,
right,
and adjusting to change, that's the nature of it. So
right.
How would you be able to handle this?
Right. You know, I think that when I came in my rookie year, I think my head was spinning just like it is every year when you get a new system. But I think now as a 9-year vet and with my experience, I'm able to say, okay, take it day by day. It is a process. Don't get frustrated early. You're going to make mistakes out here. It's inevitable because you're still learning a new system. But if you learn from those mistakes and get better, then that's how you don't get frustrated and you don't start to, you know, doubt yourself or anything like that. You try to learn from what you're doing.
Have you seen a noticeable jump in poor Daryl? You know, whether it's, you know, putting on a few pounds, just grasping the offense, you know. But
right.
Can you see a jump from this time last year to this year with Cordero?
Definitely his weight. No, I'm just kidding. He's done a tremendous job, honestly. He's really impressed me this offseason by coming out, and he's been in the right spots. He knows what to do, and I'm sure it's just being in the system now for a year, but also being around the guys and then understanding how to work, learn from guys like Greg Jennings and doing those things. So he's had an impressive first 6 weeks out here, and again, he's doing the right things, and you know, hopefully he'll have a tremendous impact for us this year. Because if we came back just in September and tried to learn this system, it'd be a lot more difficult. I think right now is when you start. It's all about the teaching of the fundamentals, technique, and those are the things that really get you through, especially late in the season when you know you might be a little beat up and stuff like that. That's when you have to really rely on your technique and all those things, and this is where you really can kind of work on that stuff.
Does Norv maybe see something that other coordinators don't because of all the experience he has?
Well, I mean, he's been doing it for 31 years, so, and he's had guys go to the Pro Bowl, he's had guys go to the Super Bowl, he's won Super Bowls, you know, so I think he's seen it all, and this is a proven system that has won in the past and won consistently, and I think that's something that excites me as a quarterback, and I think all the guys here, because we know if we put the time in and we work hard, that we have an opportunity to be successful.
Last couple for Matt.
Well, I think
like you were saying, conceptualized the offense and the grass.
Right. I mean, anytime you can get reps, I mean, that's the biggest thing is being able to get out there and run it in real time against your own defense, which is, you know, giving us a heck of a time with all the looks that they do. And so it's all about competition. But, you know, it's one thing to throw routes on air. It's a whole other thing to be able to compete against one another.
Norv's personality, are you surprised? I mean, I figured you'd be a quiet guy. It kind of seems that way off the field. But then you get on there. the field, and all of a sudden he's in guys' faces.
I love it. I mean, I love it. Like I said before, he's a demanding coach, and he expects a lot out of us. But I think that that's why he's had success in the past. There's not one detail that he lets slip. He's on you constantly, and he's always pressing you to be better, to be quicker, to do those things. But I think that that adds a little bit of pressure during practice that'll help carry over in the game, because when you get to the game, there's a lot more things going on than just him yelling at you.
Yeah. Yeah. What about Zimmer offensively? How involved has he been?
You know what? I'm sure that he's involved a lot, but I haven't seen much of him in the offensive meeting rooms. So again, I'm sure he and Norv and the coaching staff all meet together.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
Appreciate it.